darling, don't be like that. Aren't you pleased to see me? A familiar face and all that. Really, you're just gonna walk away. 30 miles to town. And it's just dust all the way. I've got aircon. Look, I get it. I do. I got your laptop. But it was better than you being dead. Oh, that's a matter of opinion. It's not like you had a rough time in there. I said it's not like you... What am I talking about? You know... You ruined my life. Yes, you ruined my life. You're just so damn stubborn. You know, I should just get in my car and just drive away and just let you do whatever you want to do. But I can't do that because you have ruined my life. I'm not a cop anymore. I said I'm not a cop anymore. Did you really think I would keep my badge after what went down? You know what? Fine, if you want to go, go. I don't care. I am done breaking my back for you. Even though I'm saying that, I know I'm going to get in my car and drive after you if you just walk away. Just hear me out. Please. Please just hear me out. $200? $400. Okay. Oh, hand over the money. See, I would be an idiot to hand over $400 to a convicted Well, I am a fool. I am... I didn't think you'd actually listen. I'm sorry it went down like it did. I am. But you've got to be honest, it's kind of your fault. It is kind of your fault. Look. I know when you got involved in the job, you didn't know what the job actually would entail. But when you found out, you didn't walk away. You didn't turn on your heel and walk out the door. You stuck around. Oh, they would have killed you if you had tried to go. Yeah. You were in deep. Really deep. And I know you're strictly small time. No one gets hurt. And not a small... You were a small time thief. You were a small time thief. I'm just going to say it. You were way over your head, darling. Don't call you darling. Tough on calling you darling. I saved your fucking life. I'm gonna call you darling. How did I save my life? You know exactly what Marconi brothers are like. We both do. We know their reputation. You know that. their partners tend to, unfortunately, have tragic accidents. I couldn't let that happen to you. You know, meeting you really fucked up my life. I had plans. I had dreams. I was gonna make sergeant. Eventually be a captain. Get a nice little cabin in the hills. Maybe a boat. I was gonna do the whole cop cliche. And then you. And suddenly I'm... I was never bent. Never bent. I never cut deals. But I did. You're angry at me because I got you locked up. If I hadn't, they would have killed you. And I would have made it messy. They would have pinned everything on you. They would have got off scot-free again. And I'm sorry, I didn't want to see you dead. 12 months in prison is better than 6 foot under. I cut a deal with them. A really, really steep deal. Well, there's a reason I'm not a cop anymore. They wanted a mole. They wanted information. They wanted, when they said jump, they wanted me to ask how high, and I did. So long as you were left alone. Of course I didn't trust them, of course. With their reputation, I'd have to be crazy. I called in every single favor I ever had. Every source, every snitch. Every favor. To keep you safe for 12 months. To have someone watching your back. Making sure that you're all right. Of course, you were going to get jumped a couple of times. If you didn't, it would have been suspicious. But don't you dare think it didn't make my heart ache to see those pictures of the bruises. Yes, I know you never asked for it, but you know what? I'm in love with you, so I was going to do it anyway. Going to completely wreck my life. Ruin all my plans, just trash my reputation just to keep you safe because I'm in love with you. I gave them whatever they asked for. I laid out all my favors at your feet. I paid all my savings to Crooked Screws to just make sure that you were all right. And then you get released and you hate me. And I don't care because you're alive. And it's been so long since I saw your face. Because I had to keep my distance. I had to make them think that the deal was just straight black and white. They leave you be and I just do what they want. And I did. But you're out now. have to worry about them. You don't have to worry about them. Oh, I know. I know. That they're tricky, and the moment you are out, well, they would be angling for a new deal. They would be pushing and pushing and pushing. Twisting the knife. Threatening you. Making me do more and more. But they can't, because... because I killed them. I killed them. I knew you were getting out today, so they, I wanted to meet up. Obviously to lay out the new deal, where I lose and you lose, and they come out on top. But, I didn't get the chance because I just shot them. Right between the eyes. They were complacent. They only bought 2 bodyguards. Ow! Mmm. Yeah, just 2 bodyguards doesn't mean that I didn't get shot. It just means that I managed to also kill them. And then I came here to pick you up. Do you think I had a plan? Do you think that this is a carefully engineered scheme? It's not. All this has ever been about is keeping you safe. Because I'm stupid in love with you. And I really wish I wasn't. I really wish, because I've just shat on my whole life. Because I'm not their only cop. And I'm sure that my informing is it's gonna the cops are gonna be looking for me. The gangs are gonna be looking for me. I am fucked. I am completely and utterly fucked. And what am I doing? I am standing outside of a fucking prison waiting for you, because I have been desperate to just see your face. To hear you say my name. And I just want to keep you safe. And that's so fucking stupid. And the last thing I am is fucking stupid. I am not a stupid person, but you make me stupid. And I hate you for that. But I love you so much more. I can't just leave you. I can't. Because as much as I've done to keep you safe, you're still in danger, because... because now they know how much you matter. The cops are gonna try to use you. The gangs are going to try and use you. I fucked us both. Oh, we haven't fucked yet. Oh, I love that you have that sense of humour. Even in a situation like this. Oh, you're serious. You're serious. Why does that give me butterflies? I mean, what did you do to me? What did you fucking do to me? This is bullshit. This is so much bullshit. And I've missed you so much. I've missed you. I've missed you. Can I call you darling now? Well, no. Whatever you say, I'm still going to call you darling. So are you walking to town? Where they're probably waiting for you?
nice to know that I'm your last choice.
Oh, no, I'm driving. I am... Drive... It, you know what? You drive. You drive. Well, if you're driving, I can just look at you. And I've missed just looking at you. Yeah, I know. I've got it bad, right? Ah, stop calling me detective. Just call me Anna. You don't. Sweetheart. No, I'm no one's sweetheart. Why am I in love with you? Oh, I just don't get it. Yes, I'm coming. Oh, I've missed you. I have really missed you, but... Oh, fuck. I guess this is my life now. Love really, really fucked me over. I don't even care. Yes, I'm coming. I was just looking at you with adoration. Ugh. Don't call me sweetheart.